accession number 18200, reel 5.
That is Maxted, reel 5. Now, can you tell me something in general about these landing barges? Because most people are not very familiar with them. What it was like, what they were like, and what it was like to live in them?
Well, they were originally taken up from the Thames. They were 200-ton barges taken up from the Thames. They were fitted with 2 8-horsepower Gray Marine engines. And there was a stern ramp put in. The box on the starboard side contained the steering wheel. And they were usually put in charge of lightermen from the Thames. They were sort of asked to volunteer and given these jobs. And I think they were given the rank of petty officer. Now, they weren't very good on discipline and naval doctrine and thing, you know,
methods.
Yeah, they weren't absolutely mad keen, but they knew how to handle these barges, which is what they wanted. And well, that's all there is. I mean, they weren't. I mean, we used to get hard liar's money. I think it was about 1/6 a day. I think we used to get hard liar's money because they were so primitive, if you like. They were fitted with bunks, 5 bunks up forward in what they call the swim. There was 1 abreast the swim and 2 on either side, top and bottom. They were fitted with a stove, a coal burning stove, and that's it really. If there was no washing facilities or anything like that on board, technically I suppose you weren't supposed to live on board. You were supposed to just use them as and when, but live ashore and have all the facilities that shore would provide. But under the circumstances, I mean, I only served in the barge during the Normandy landings and for a bit into the campaign, and you lived on board or you lived ashore because that was of necessity. But other than that, if you wanted a wash and a shave, you did it in a bucket on the deck. I didn't know anybody who cooked on them. I didn't know anybody who served up food from them. And that's why they had landing barge kitchens. They had LBKs out there. And you go alongside and you could get a meal, a bag of chips or something like that. They still got an LBK. LBK 6 is still in Portsmouth, still reconditioned every year. And it's still in use in there. So when a ship, one of the modern ships that we have in the Navy today, is alongside and the ship is shut down, there's no power, anything like that, there's no way of cooking on board, they will use the landing barge kitchen. And they will do it alongside. And she's, I've seen her in the dockyard several times. She painted black and buff colour. But we had several out in Normandy. And I think there was about 12 of them altogether. They were a landing barge that was made out into a kitchen. They were slab-sided because they were built up square. And I don't know how many cooks that I had on board. But you could always go alongside and get something to eat. There was nearly always something going. And they used to have these, you know, these chimneys they have come up, these stoves, with like a T-piece at the top and then the H. Well, you can see several of them sticking up through the top, so they must have had several ranges in there going, all coal-fired. Yeah.